Welcome sailors, welcome you all to the Marine Sting podcast. So today's topic is standard operating procedures, protocols, SOP for controlled crew change. So for seafarers, sign on and sign off at Indian ports. So for sign in, I want to clear this that the source is from Digi Shipping of India. So for sign on, Ship Owner Recruitment and Placement Service Agency to identify seafarer for joining the ship. Seafarers to fill up the travel and contact history for last 28 days as per form, attest and submit it to the Ship Owner RPS Agency by email. Third, Ship Owner /RPS Agency to submit the duly filled in seafarers travel and contact history form to a DG Shipping approved medical examiner for assessment and certification of the seafarer's fitness to join ship. Based on the seafarer's travel and contact history for last 28 days submitted by the ship owner RPS agency, the medical examiner may call the seafarer for standard medical examination prescribed by DGS for certifying medical fitness of the seafarer. Upon medical examiner's confirmation for processing the sign-on, the following further processes are to be completed by the ship owner /RPS agency. A. Seafarer's travel route is to be identified. Details of the seafarer, vehicle and driver of the proposed travel to be uploaded on DGS website e-pass for seafarer's link for generation of pass if needed. The downloaded e-pass to be submitted to the local authority in the area where the seafarer resides for clearance of sign-on and for issue of a transit pass from the place of residence to the place of embarkation on the shipping vessel. The transit pass to and fro for such movement by road for the seafarer and one driver will be issued by the government of the state / union territory where the seafarer resides. The transit pass will be issued for a fixed route and with specified validity and will have to adhere to strictly. Such transit pass will be honored, allowed by the authorities of the state, union territory along the transit route. Ship owner, RPS agency to ensure completion of the following processes prior to sign-on. Uploading on DGS website the requisite details of the seafarer as per Form 1-3A. Vehicle to be properly sanitized and sanitizers, PPE, kept in places for driver and seafarer. Seafarer and driver to maintain the social distancing requirements as per MOHFW guidelines. At the city of port of embarkation, the seafarer shall undergo the COVID-19 test to confirm negative test result for COVID-19. The seafarer would be ready for sign-on if the COVID-19 test is negative. Otherwise, action would be taken as per guidelines of MOHFW. Online sign-on to be done for the seafarer. Till the time test results are awaited, the seafarer will be dropped at a safe location by the car. With the completion of the above formalities and negative COVID-19 test report, the seafarer would be ready for signing on and can be placed on board. Driver to drop seafarer in the port as applicable and use the pass for return journey. So for sign off, the master of a vessel before arrival at its port of call in India shall ascertain the state of health of each person on board the vessel and submit the maritime declaration of health to the health authorities of the port and to the port authorities. In addition, the information required by the local health authorities of the port like temperature chart, individual health declaration, etc. shall be provided by the master as per the directives of the health authorities of the port. Port health authorities shall grant practic to the vessels prior to berthing as per necessary health protocols. Seafarers to wear necessary PPE on arrival. Seafarer will be cleared by immigration authority. Seafarers arriving on a vessel would undergo the COVID-19 test to confirm that he/she is negative of COVID-19. After disembarking and till the time the seafarers reaches the facility of the sample collection, testing to be mutually decided by the port and state government within port premises. It will ensure by the ship owner, RPS, that all safety precautions as per standard health protocol are observed. Till the time test reports are received, the seafarer shall be kept under quarantine facility approved by the port and state health authorities. If the seafarer is tested as positive for COVID-19, he/she will be dealt with as per the procedures laid down by MOHFW, Government of India. Seafarer arriving on a vessel from any foreign port within 14 days of departure from foreign port shall be kept in quarantine for a total of 14 days from the date of departure from the last foreign port as a facility approved by the port or strait authority. On completion of 14 days, he shall undergo a COVID-19 test to confirm negative test. Upon a seafarer tested as negative, the ship owner RPS agency to ensure completion of the following processes. A. Seafarer's travel route post sign-off is to be identified. Details of the seafarer, vehicle and driver for the proposed travel to be uploaded on DGS website, e-pass for seafarers links for generation of e-pass if needed. Requisite details of the seafarer as per Form 1-3A are to be uploaded on DGS website. Seafarer's shipping company RPS to download the e-pass from his/her DGS e-government's seafarer's profile if needed. The downloaded e-pass to be submitted to the local authority in the area where the seafarer disembarks for clearance of sign-off. If for issue of a transit pass from the place of disembarkation to the place of his/her residence. The transit pass for such movement by road for the seafarer and one driver will be issued by local authorities of the government of the state of Union Territory where the seafarer disembarks. The transit pass will be issued for fixed route and with specified validity and will have to be adhered to strictly. Such transit pass would be honored, allowed by the authorities of the state Union Territory along the transit route. Ship owner, RPS agency to ensure the following for taking seafarers home. A. Vehicle being used for travel is properly sanitized and PPE and sanitizers made available for driver and seafarer. B. Driver and seafarer to maintain the social distancing requirements as per MOSFW guidelines. Thank you guys. Follow Marines Thing on Instagram, Facebook or YouTube. And you may support us on Patreon or Instamozo just going on our website and clicking on the support part of this section. Thank you guys. Thank you for listening.